With SDPB News, I'm Jackie Hendry. The Plains Farm Aid nonprofit Farm Rescue is accepting applications for spring crop planting assistance. Farm Rescue provides free physical labor for farmers and ranchers dealing with an injury, illness, or a natural disaster. It was launched in North Dakota in 2006 and has since expanded to South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Montana, and Nebraska. Its services include crop planting and harvesting, haying, and hay and grain hauling. Farm Rescue has helped more than 525 families since it was founded. When state lawmakers first convened in January, State Senator Billy Sutton requested a Legislative Procedure Committee take a closer look at code of conduct. The request came after several reported stories of sexual assault and harassment in Pierre during session. Republican leadership says the code of conduct and reporting process are sufficient. However, the Rules Committee agreed to appoint a subcommittee to take a closer look at rules on sexual harassment and reporting, but the subcommittee never met. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The National Conference of State Legislatures, a bipartisan group that advocates for state legislatures, gave an ethics and sexual harassment training to lawmakers and employees in January. During that training, presenters often pointed to South Dakota's rules for reporting harassment as sufficient. Jump ahead to the last week of session. The Rules Committee met to set the calendar and rules for next year's legislative session. The last agenda item is on the joint rules for sexual harassment and reporting. But the subcommittee organized to look at that issue never convened. The Rules Committee is running over the allotted hour of time before heading into party caucus. Senator Blake Curd is chair of the subcommittee.
And having had some discussion with Leader Sutton about the subject and his satisfaction with the training, chose not to calendar any additional meetings for the subcommittee at this point. I think the issue is well handled within our current rule book, and I think it's a subject best left to the future legislative body to consider with joint rules next session, should they deem changes necessary, and that's my update.
Thank you. Is there any... It's been moved that we adjourn by Speaker Mickelson, seconded by Senator Langer. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. We are adjourned.
However, Senator Sutton says he doesn't have a recollection of that conversation.
I just want to make sure that we have the rules in place so that if something happens, that we're able to respond to it and that people feel comfortable reporting when these types of things happen.
Sutton says he wanted the committee to take a closer look at who legislators can bring a concern to, besides leadership in their own chamber. Other legislative leaders say the subcommittee likely didn't meet due to the vast number of bills lawmakers considered this year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The state Senate approves a measure that asks South Dakota voters to require constitutional amendments encompass only a single subject at a time. The chamber voted 28-6 on Tuesday to approve the resolution, which would put the constitutional change on the general election ballot. The House must approve the changes made in the Senate for the measure to advance. A motel in Kadoka is extensively damaged after a fire. Officials say a 3-alarm fire at the El Centro Motel on South Highway 248 Tuesday caused substantial damage to two wings of the building. Firefighters were able to stop the blaze from spreading into the largest wing of the complex. Firefighters were hampered by strong wind gusts and several propane tanks on the property. No one was injured. The South Dakota Fire Marshal's Office, the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, and Kadoka Police are investigating. South Dakota weather today, sunny central and west, mostly cloudy east, with a chance of light snow or flurries, highs mid-20s to mid-30s. And tonight, mostly clear central and west, partly cloudy east, lows 5 to 15, except in central areas of the state, who will reach 0 to 5 below.